We're glad to bring you this message from Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns. We trust that you'll be blessed as you apply these timeless truths to your daily life.
And I'm going away. I'm telling you that there's going to be some trials and hurts and tribulations ahead of you. And I'm telling you this because I don't want you to trip up. I don't want you to hit the ground. I want you to keep on running. And trials do have a way of tripping us up.
It's always such a wonderful blessing to be able to study the Word of God. Pastor Burns, I heard that you're going to begin a brand new message this morning. We're so excited. I know for me personally, God always has something for me both to learn and to help me to grow, and that's why it's so important that we study and read His Word. Pastor Burns, you have our full attention. Let's learn this morning's timeless truth.
We're quickly coming to the close of this wonderful book in our Bibles. We're in the 62nd chapter. We'll begin our reading in verse number 1. We'll make our prayer, and then we'll look at what God has for us in the scripture. If your Bible has titles over the chapters, you might find a title something like Jerusalem's Salvation is Coming, or God's Salvation is Near. And this is the message of Isaiah 62. It is God's long-suffering and God's work in Judah's life. And God is saying to Judah, hold on, stay faithful, because your salvation is near. Verse number 1, the Bible says, for Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake will I not rest, until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all kings thy glory. And thou shalt be called by a new name, with the mouth of the Lord, with the mouth of the Lord shall name. And thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. And thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate, but thou shalt be called Hezbah, and thy land Beulah. For the Lord delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be married. For as a young man marrieth a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee. And as the bridegroom rejoiceth over the bride, so shall thy God rejoice over thee. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you so much for your word, and we're grateful for the opportunity that we could look at these truths to help us and to guide us. And I pray, Lord, that you would speak to our hearts, and I pray, Lord, that you would guide and direct our thoughts, and may you be glorified in every aspect of it. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Isaiah 62 is a message of the resilience of God's work in Judah's life. We learn from this passage of scripture that God never gives up on us. And this passage of scripture really is a wonderful example of this. Through all that Judah experienced, through all of their disobedience, through all of their rebellion, yet God is still a long-suffering God. Yet God is still loving and merciful toward them. And we notice in this scripture the working of God in their life. Really, Isaiah 62 is God's promise of restoration, that God would deliver this people, that God would take them from captivity and restore them in their land. And it's a wonderful promise that God gives to Judah. Some years ago, a speedboat driver who had survived a racing accident described what had happened in his life. He said that he had been at near top speeds when his boat veered slightly and hit a wave at a dangerous angle. He said the combined force of his speed and the size and angle of the wave sent the boat spinning crazily into the air. He said he was thrown from the seat and propelled deeply into the water. He said he was thrown so deep in the water that he had no idea what direction the surface was. He said he had to remain calm and wait for the buoyancy of his life vest to begin pulling him up. And once he discovered which way was up, he began to swim for the surface. And this is a wonderful illustration of Judah's existence. I mean, they didn't know which way was up. I mean, they had been thrown into captivity and they had been beaten down by this trial. They had experienced this harsh environment, this hurtful situation. And now they were resting and trusting in the God who had promised that he would restore them, that he would deliver them. And so God says in verse number one that he would not hold his peace. God said, I will not rest. I will not be silent until salvation comes. In verse one, he says the salvation that he brings will be as a lamp that burneth. And the Gentiles will see. They will see the righteousness and the goodness of God. We see in this scripture that all the kings will see God's glory, that Judah would be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, that they would be a diadem, that God would restore them in verse 3, and that he would give to them a new name. Now, when we look in our Bible, as we think of a change of name, it has a great theological significance. We think of Abram. Abram, his name meant high father, and it was changed to Abraham, which means father of a multitude. It had a great theological significance. Jacob, his name meant one who overreaches, and his name was changed to Israel, one who wrestles with God. And so the Bible says that they would be given a new name, that God himself would be given that name, and no longer would they have a title, the forsaken. No longer would they have the title, the desolate, but they would be a people who would be called Hezabah. And the name there means, my delight is in her. My delight is in her. God would not rest, verse 7, until the restoration is complete. In verse number 8, we see that God would show his power, that his right hand, which speaks of his power and his strength, would be seen, that he would deliver this people. And really, Isaiah 62, it illustrates for us wonderfully the Christian life. I mean, think about here, God speaks of a new name. He speaks of a new condition. He speaks of a new appearance. He speaks of a new delight. He speaks of a new relationship. And all of this restoration is by the power of God in the life of Judah. And so the announcement is made at the end of Isaiah 62. He says, listen, he says, Judah, your salvation cometh. Be patient and wait for me. Your salvation cometh, and his reward is with him. In verse 11, it says, his work is before him. This whole chapter illustrates from gloom to glory and God's work in our lives to bring us to this place. Now, I want us to turn to the Gospel of John, if we could. John chapter 16, and notice how Jesus illustrates this wonderful truth for us. John chapter 16 and verse number 16. the Gospel of John in the 16th chapter, and notice what the Bible says in verse number 16. The Bible says, a little while and ye shall not see me, and again, a little while and ye shall see me, because I go to the Father. Then said some of his disciples among themselves, what is this that he saith unto us? A little while, and ye shall not see me. And again, a little while, and ye shall see me, and because I go to the Father.
Hey, this is Josh. We'll get back to the message this morning in just a moment. We wanted to invite you in joining us in this ministry of proclaiming the gospel message to our region. Please pray for us as we endeavor to share God's timeless truths. But also, your financial investment is appreciated. You can send a financial gift by mail to 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. Or you can e-transfer to send your gift by using the email give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Your financial gift would be a great blessing and encouragement to us. And it will help us stay on air and share God's timeless truths to our community. We would love to pray for you. If you have a prayer request, head on over to timelesstruthsradio.com and send us your prayer request today. We believe that God hears and answers our prayers, and we are excited to add your requests to our prayer list. If you have any questions about this morning's message, please reach out to us. We would love to hear from you. Even if it's just a word of encouragement, you'll find our contact information at timelesstruthsradio.com. We are here to help you in any way that we can, so please do not hesitate to send us an email or give us a call. Okay, now that we've taken care of these items, let's get back to this morning's message. Once again, here's Pastor Jerry Burns.
They said, therefore, what is this that he saith a little while? We cannot tell what he saith. Now, Jesus knew that they were desirous to ask him and said unto them, do ye inquire among yourselves of that I said, a little while and ye shall not see me, and again a little while and ye shall see me. Verily, verily, I say unto you that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice, and ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in travail, has sorrow because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish for joy that a man is born into the world. And ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. It really illustrates for us this wonderful thought of gloom to glory. And this is the picture that we have in John chapter 16. Really, throughout the Gospel of John, this picture is painted for us from gloom to glory, from gloom to glory, because God has a long resume of taking that which is destroyed, that which is desolate, and making it for his glory. And again, in this passage of scripture, we notice God's work. In John chapter 2, we read about the very first miracle of the Lord Jesus in his earthly ministry. The Bible says there were 6 water pots full to the brim with water. And the Bible tells us that at a wedding that Jesus was a part of, they had run out of wine, and Mary came running to Jesus because she knew that Jesus could fix the problem. And so she came to Jesus, and the Bible says that Jesus turned those water pots full of water. He turned them into wine. He took a situation of distress and disappointment, and he turned it into a place of glory. Listen, the bad events of our life can be brought to a place of glory if we trust in the Lord and we wait on the Lord. This is the message of Isaiah chapter 62. In a dark, dire situation, God wants to bring delight. Now, this, of course, is taught throughout the Bible. We read about it in Romans chapter 8. The Bible teaches us that the events of our life, God is bringing them together for good. Now, during COVID, my wife would spend lots of time putting together puzzles. And I would watch her. I'm not a puzzle person, but I would watch her put these puzzles together. And she would take that one piece. She would find that one piece and she would put that piece in its place. And, you know, that one single piece doesn't tell the story. But as you begin to put the pieces together, the story becomes clearer. And that's what the Bible teaches us in Romans chapter 8 and verse 28, that all things work together for good. Individual circumstances may bring sorrow, may bring hurt, but when the puzzle is all together, when the puzzle is all complete, we see that God always takes that of gloom and brings it to glory if we trust in Him and wait for Him. And John 16 and 62 teaches us this truth. I want us to notice, if we could, if you're taking notes with me this morning, from John 16, some thoughts. I want us to notice, first of all, the time. Real simple this morning, the time. In John 16, verse number 4, the Bible says, "But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come." These things, Jesus said, "I have told you, that when the time shall come, ye may remember that I told you of them. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you." The time that Jesus is talking about is a time of terrible events that would come to pass. Now, I'm glad personally that God doesn't come to me and say, "By the way, on this date, this is going to happen. And on this time, this is going to happen. And 3 years from now, this is going to happen." I'm glad that I live my life by faith and I take one day at a time. I would assume that you're with me on that, that we trust the Lord day by day and with each passing moment. And God doesn't give us grace for tomorrow, or God doesn't give us grace for imaginary problems or troubles. He gives us the grace we need for the troubles of today. And that's a wonderful blessing to walk with the Lord day by day. But here the Bible says that Jesus comes to his disciples and said, "Listen, I want to tell you that down the road, there's going to be a time of great distress." In fact, we see letter A in our notes, the problems. Christ had forewarned them early in his ministry that there would come a time when trials would be heavy upon their life. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 16, "Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. But ye therefore be wise as serpents and harmless as doves." In Matthew chapter 9, verse 15, Jesus said unto them, "Can the children of the bride chamber mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken from them, and shall they fast." Now, the time of trouble is this. Jesus was going away. Jesus was going to leave his disciples. Now, of course, he had a great purpose in this. And as long as Jesus was with them, I mean, he took the blow of all of their calamities. In a physical sense, to have the physical presence of Jesus with us would be a wonderful thing. I mean, in every trouble and every trial, you go running to Jesus. You talk to Jesus. "Lord, there's a great multitude that needs to be fed. The Lord will take care of it. Lord, there's a great storm. You got to wake up. Do you care that we perish?" You run to Jesus. And that's what the disciples did. And every time of trial, they would run to the Lord Jesus. But then the Lord said, "Listen, I want you to know there's coming a time when I'm going away. I'm not going to be here anymore." We notice not only in this scripture the problems, but we notice also the purpose. Now Jesus is saying all of this so that he says in verse number 1 in John 16, "I tell you this because I don't want you to be offended." Now, the thought there of offend means to trip up, to fall, to hit the ground. That's the thought of to be offended. And Jesus said, "Listen, I'm telling you that I'm going away. I'm telling you that there's going to be some trials and hurts and tribulations ahead of you. And I'm telling you this because I don't want you to trip up. I don't want you to hit the ground. I want you to keep on running." And trials do have a way of tripping us up. You know, someone said this, through trials, you become better or you become bitter. And oftentimes, that is the case. And so Jesus said, listen, there's trials that are coming. There's going to be difficulty in your life. And I don't want you to get tripped up. I don't want you to stumble and fall. And so I want to tell you these things. In Matthew 11, verse 6, the Bible says, and blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. Now, we know this morning that the devil has a way of trying to trip us up. You know, when troubles and trials come into our life, the Lord has a purpose in these trials for his glory, but the devil is there and the devil wants to trip us up. He wants, you know, God wants to stretch our faith, but the devil wants us to fall. He doesn't want us to continue. And, you know, he wants us to hit the ground. And so God has a purpose in this. And so we find in this passage of scripture that God says, listen, there's a time that's coming, and this time is going to be a time of great trial. And I'm telling you this because I don't want you to fall and stumble at these things. Now, not only do we notice the time, I want us to notice also the trial. Number two, the trial. John chapter 16 and verse 20, the Bible says, verily, verily, I say unto you that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice, and ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. Now, I think of for a moment Isaiah 62, and I think of the great trial of Judah. Their great trial was captivity. I mean, they were pressed into a Babylonian culture, and they were experiencing this great trouble and this great trial in their life. And yet we know that God had a purpose in it. God's purpose was to bring them back to him. God's purpose was to restore them and to help them. And God had a purpose in this work as well. We notice the impact. The Lord Jesus says in verse 20 that this trial would bring sorrow into their life. And we know that Judah also experienced great sorrow and great hurt through their captivity. And yet Jesus here was speaking of the sacrificial death and his glorious resurrection. This was the event that he was talking about, the death of Jesus Christ and that unfair trial and the multitude of people that once praised him and once loved him. And now they turn against him and they rejoice at his death. And Jesus said, listen, this is going to be a sorrowful time for you. The object of so much grief to you, Jesus said, eventually would be the source of unspeakable joy. I want you to turn, if you can, to the book of Psalms and find Psalm 30. Would you turn there? Psalm 30. You know, as God is at work in our life, he brings trials into our life to teach us and to help us. And God's purpose is always for our spiritual maturity. The Bible says this in Psalm 30 in verse number 5. It says, for his anger endureth but a moment, in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Isn't that wonderful? The Bible teaches us in this scripture that, yeah, the troubles of our life may bring weeping, but God promises restoration. God promises a greater purpose in it. And he says, joy cometh in the morning. Consider for a moment the death of a born-again Christian. You know, death is a sorrowful event. You know, we've been to many funerals over the years, and the Bible teaches us that death is a sorrowful event. Jesus wept at the death of Lazarus, his friend. And yet we understand that though a funeral of a Christian is a sorrowful time, it is also a time of rejoicing and a time of joy. Because if you know the Lord and they know the Lord, one day you'll see them again. And that's a wonderful blessing. And the Bible teaches us that this sorrowful event of death really is what ushers a child of God into the presence of the Lord. Spurgeon said this, there is a sweet joy that comes to us through sorrow, and great lessons are learned to us through sorrow. We notice not only the impact, we notice the illustration. In John 16, verse 21, the Bible says, a woman, when she is in travail, has sorrow because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish for joy that a man is born into the world. Now, I can't speak of this because I've never experienced childbirth, but Jesus illustrates this very thought. He says, a woman that is with child, all the sorrow that is included with giving birth, Jesus said, all of that anguish, all of that sorrow is forgotten when the purpose is fulfilled.
Thank you for joining us for this morning's program. Timeless Truths is a ministry of the Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about the ministries of our church and how we can be a blessing to you, check out our church website at kitchenerbaptist.org. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support of listeners just like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. You can also e-transfer your support to give at kitchenerbaptist.org. To learn more about our ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can have abundant life through Jesus Christ right now. Just say yes to Jesus today. Fully trust in Him. Learn more about the Jesus of the Bible and how you can have eternal life. Check out our video at kitchenerhope.com. Once again, thank you for joining us this Sunday morning. From Pastor Burns and the Kitchener Baptist Church, have a wonderful day. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and learn more from God's timeless truths.